Language for Hobbies. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2017. What do you understand by the word hobby?
Hobby. Well, for me, it's something I do in my free time. It's probably something I enjoy doing, something I don't get paid for. I usually take up a hobby to learn something new and to do something completely different to my day job, possibly to help me relax, to take my mind off things. But I think the main thing for me is enjoyment. If I don't enjoy a hobby, I'll probably give it up.
What hobbies did you have as a child?
Lots. The first hobbies I did were all to do with music. When I was 8 years old, Dad bought a piano. He made me take lessons. I had to practice for 20 minutes every day, and it felt like hard work, to be honest, not really a hobby. But now I'm so grateful. I did stop playing when I was 16, 17 years old. But actually, recently, I bought myself a new piano and I practice in the evenings and on weekends just for sheer enjoyment and to relax.
Excluding sports, what hobbies do you have now?
Now, I loved learning languages when I was at school. So now I'm no longer in education. I still like to try and learn a new language every few years. At the moment, I'm learning German because I like going to Germany. I go quite often. I love learning the language of the country that I visit. Being able to say simple phrases really makes a difference when you're going on holiday or visiting friends. My next language I'd like to learn is probably Spanish because I really want to go to South America sometime soon. Other hobbies are, for me, a big one is going to the cinema. I live in London where there are lots and lots of cinemas of all different types. So I can go and watch foreign language films, which also ties in very nicely with my other hobby of learning languages. What do you understand by the word hobby?
Well, for me, a hobby is something that you do outside of your work time, in your free time. So it's something you obviously you enjoy doing, and it's something that probably helps you to relax. You could do it on your own. It might be something that you do with friends. It's something that you do regularly, so you might do it once a week or twice a week. And it's something that brings you enjoyment and helps you relax and enjoy your free time.
What hobbies did you have as a child?
As a child, I had a number of hobbies. My main one was playing football, and I don't remember ever consciously taking up playing football. I played it from the moment I could really kick a ball, and I played it very regularly with friends at school, at the weekends. And I guess another hobby, although maybe it wasn't such a hobby, was playing the violin. I used to play the violin, but this was something that my parents made me do, and I practiced for 2 hours a day. Eventually, I gave up when I was 16, and even though I've played it a couple of times since, I really don't get the same enjoyment out of it that I used to.
Excluding sports, what hobbies do you have now?
Nowadays, I have a number of hobbies. One of my main ones is actually cooking, and not just cooking for survival, not cooking to eat, but to experiment, to try new dishes. I really enjoy making a big batch of a dish, and then you can freeze it and have it a later date. And I've taken up baking recently. There's a TV show called The Great British Bake Off, which I don't watch, but my mum loves, and so I bake a lot. So yeah, things related to cooking. I also read. I'm an avid reader, and I try to read at least one book per month, which I do just mainly for finding out about new things and enjoyment. And I'm also a bit of a cinephile. I love going to the cinema, and I guess I started going when I was in my teens, and nowadays I try to go at least twice a month, and I watch all sorts of different films. I bought a membership to a local cinema at the start of this year, and I will renew that membership at the end of the year for another year.